This being true, we think would be disastrous to proceed unless they can give us evidence that indicates that the majority strength is clearly within.
Yeah. It isn't so much majority strength, is it evidence that they support evidence of high prospect of rapid and successful action? It isn't really a balance of forces question, is it? What do you want to state it as a balance of forces?
Put
the weight on there.
Do we need to say to Lord that if this thing takes place, that regardless of he's sort of treating it as something we couldn't stop anyway, so it's still going downhill? That was so, we are bound they had a responsibility for it. And that therefore, I'd like to have you know it.
It's a repetition, but there's no harm in saying it again. We said it.
And that therefore, could one blow defeat our whole effort in South Vietnam? So we have to see that chaos.
It's enlarged community.
But now, then, therefore, the clear prospect of quick result. I'd like to have Colleen have these force assessments.
Wait.
When he sees them.
Okay. Do you want to hear what Mr. Colby has, which is right on this point? Maybe the cable length.
Well,
a short one, just like that.
I would have to ask the new government. Let's leave that out again. I need to get into that.
The next, you know. Just pick this up.
Okay. Well, why don't you say it's important to call attention to the Saigon, call attention to report the Saigon units. What about what we're reporting today?
Ready to go, Leia.
This would be the lead off of the second cadence.
Of the second cable.
It would be followed by a breakdown of these specific units.
Change hard, this is a bad true loss.
Yeah.
Like,
theory of how in fact this can be done.
It was his idea. Bill said he thought, Colby said he thought it was a feasible thing to do, if you will. So.
Excision 6. 5 seconds excised.
Leaving out true heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's better.
That didn't mean better.
Yeah. Serious.
and prolonged fighting, or even defeat. Either of these, any of these, could be serious or even disastrous for U.S. interests, so that we must have assurance balance of forces clearly favorable. With your assessment in hand, we might feel that we should convey message to Don whether or not he gives 24 hours notice. That would A, B, and C, as it stands. On page 2, there's no change except to make the sending of the plane and his sending at the bottom.
Of course, I was ready to say more. I have to do
both. Oh, sorry. The prospect of quick result.
An important
Saigon unit.
Important Saigon.
Any other?
Series asked what means
backed up, though.
Yeah.
Anything else on 2?
His sending.
His sending and will arrive.
We're sending the plane out.
Yeah. Page 3, no change. Now, on page 4.
Can send the plane out now?
Yeah.
Before we hear from him?
Yeah.
Mr. President, what we've done is to rearrange that so the plane is an improvement no matter when it comes, and he comes as he pleases. It is clearly understood, line 7.
So in other words, we're telling them.
Come by military plane, the timing to be your decision.
Okay.
It is clearly understood that after your departure, Harkins should participate in supervision of all coup contacts, and that in event a coup begins, he becomes head of country team and direct representative of the president, with Trueheart in effect acting as COLAD. We don't want to say acting as COLAD because that changes the formal status.
COLAD.
Political advisor. Coup contacts, you maintain continuous guidance except prompt reporting of emergencies and assessments of Harkins.
Excision 7. 2 seconds excised.
At the bottom, I think we should say we are now examining post-coup contingency. I guess that change was made already. You might read your
I'm going to read this. We reiterate that the burden of proof is on the coup, must be on the coup group to show a substantial possibility of quick success. Otherwise, we should discourage them from proceeding, since a miscalculation that could result in jeopardizing the U.S. position in Southeast Asia.
Then you leave the contingency paragraph.
May I say again that we've got a very, obviously, when we get this kind of tight situation, we have two problems. One is the tightest kind of security, which really means that when people come to meetings and so on, we have to be careful about not coming in visible groups, especially people who are visible Vietnamese. It's one thing the Secretary of State, but Roger is a very visible figure, and we get the desk man, or someone who could only be concerned with that. It's even more important to come quietly. The other is that I think it would be helpful, subject to any concern anyone else may have, if guidance telegrams that relate to policy on any circuit, if we could have one information copy over here, we can make sure that nothing is going sour in the next 3 or 4 days in terms of crossed wires. Is that agreeable? We keep one central file. I don't think we want to delay people's operational action by having everything cleared, but that way we'd be in a quick position to tell if we've got a cross signal anywhere.
Well, I have to actually on this one for the next 3 days on the policy. Anything involving policy should be clear. Yeah.
All right.
We've got to do it.
All right.
So that there are only three or possibly even four channels that we use.
Well, let's be sure then that the operational stuff does come in here, because it sometimes has a shading effect on policy. No policy messages as such will be sent except on.
We're not planning to send a separate message to General Hawkins.
Well, I think we will
send it together.
The other question I have marked here is, should this be outgoing to Lodge and Harkins, or whether we should make it outgoing to Lodge and say, and have on the military channel, this message now going to Lodge, and you should know about it.
No, I would recommend Lodge and Harkins.
You should inform Harkins of the full context of this message.
Well,
in other words, steps it up a category, that's what we say, the two large and large.
Well, there is a real problem in one sense of who's in charge here. We can say large information Harkins.
No, I think there's a problem with distribution of the ground out there in terms of how many people cut in. Wouldn't it be better to instruct Wise to inform Harkins at once about this stuff?
Then I would recommend the possibility of a military message.
But, you know, I don't like sending military messages. I don't say
those are hard to control.
They're hard to control, and also indicates the vision of control here. I have strong areas of Lodge and Harkins. I don't think there's any problem with distribution out there.
Well, I don't know. If you went by Harkins, would this go to the military headquarters for distribution?
No, it would be cast channel.
It would be cast channel. I is only for Lodge and Harkins.
That's
what we would say. Action ambassador, I is only Lodge and Harkins. We've got to be clear the ambassador's in charge.
Right.
I think that's the way to put it.
Well, if we're going to put it down, we'll go to say the Lodge, we'll get it first, rather than if you want some referral copy, we'll go out to the Harkins to do it. It should be discussed.
Well, do it
immediately with the
Harkins. Harkins should be brought in as
Cleveland right away.
If it's his only Lodge in Harkins, sir, it will be delivered to General Harkins.
And then we want Lodge to bring Harkins over right then and stop this joint discussion.
Now, why don't we put that at the bottom when we say that? This message going to Harkins also, going to you and Harkins only suggests you should at once coordinate with him.
Bringing him to his status quo.
Mark is going to be quite upset about that. If we put this message into Harkins, if Harkins has already had the other message in there, we shouldn't say this message. This and associated message should be discussed immediately.
Shouldn't be discussed with Harkins.
That's a better
one. I don't mind. Eyes only for ambassador, and then just say this and associated messages should be promptly passed to and discussed with
Harkins. Discussed with
Harkins so that he's fully informed
and discussed with,
and his views are obtained.
All right. At the end or at the beginning?
Well, he's going to be in charge of all the things I say. But your care of this method, why don't you put it right in the second sentence?
This is our answer, and it should be discussed with
immediately,
together with associated messages.
This is General Harkins,
who has a particular responsibility
in this area.
All right, eyes only then for ambassador, and then it instructs him in the first sentence to discuss it at once with you. Is that agreeable to you, Bob?
Sure. Now then, your message will be ready within an hour or so.
Do you need to see that?
So.
John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape number 118/A54, Reel 3. 2 minutes, 39 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 5 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see Recording Log number 118/A54.
Agreeable to you, Bob?
expects him from now on to keep off his foot in phone.
Well, that was in yesterday's message, but we can be safe again.
That was about that particular message.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You see, the message that deals at 74228 does change 63560, but a change in government is desired.
We read those to ourselves, Mr. President, while you weren't here, and we just don't see it. They look to us like...
I'm sure the ambassador thinks that they've changed, but they didn't change the basic instruction.
Well, except Lodge couldn't think. He knows that we've been rather negative about the coup, as far as... look at his answer. He's strong on the coup.
Sure,
he's right. He's strong on the coup for what he thinks are very good reasons. I'd say he's much stronger for it than we are here. But, well, I admire his nerve, but not his prudence. But at least he is far, and Hawkins isn't far. Just as much as got away. So therefore, that's one of the reasons why I said that.
That's right. We've written, as John said, Mr. President, we've written a series of carefully balanced messages which Hawkins reads as meaning that we hope it won't happen at Lodge. It's meaning we hope they did.
That's exactly right.
I'm not opposed to a change in government. No, indeed. That's sort of colloquial aside. I'm not opposed to a change in government. No, indeed. But I am inclined to feel that this time to change two methods of government. I see a reason. I've seen no bad or quote in the committee. I'm sick of how it's supported. Let's vote against the next guy.
Right,
always the type of character to him, these kind of comments.
Right, it's a personal bigger friend, and he doesn't realize the conflict when he's met these
people. That's all right. I'm not a Zen man per se. I shouldn't see Foster got me in the back when the most regeneratory meeting go on to all states and new fans. Boy, is he ever new to change their ways. It's not my opinion. I should have been trying to make a better. It didn't affect the war. It did not watch this closely for him.
Decision 1. 2 seconds excised.
That's true. So that there ought to be a troika feeding the contact. During the coup, Hawkins takes charge. We are not talking about anything visible to the Saigon government, but something visible to us.
Right.
And finally, we need contingency instructions for the case of a coup. Lodge obviously fears that Hawkins might put a coup down. Hands-off attitude as far as possible.
worked out with back to the disposition of forces and so forth. Okay.
Now, would you like this framed as from you to him?
Yeah.
I think that's a little more clouded than that.
Mr. President, I'd like to at least say this. I think we're on a downward slope at the present time. The question is, there is a chance that we really control it. Those takes a sudden dip down, but it goes fast if this coup doesn't work. But I still think that the chances are very high that there's no outcome of this unless there's a real chance to get deterioration, it seems to me.
We have this evidence on a number of different circuits, and I think I would associate myself with that.
What is our evidence for that? I doesn't agree. So what is it?
Well, I would do that too.
But
I would agree.
What is the evidence for it?
Well, John has a new cast assessment here of the standing of the Jap regime is a critical way. Except that we can no longer be confident that we can achieve victory over the Viet Cong in the foreseeable future. Starting with the Wei incident on the 8th of May, there has been increasing disaffection of the articulate segments of the population, principally in the urban areas, a gradual constriction of political following, advising Jap Nu, leaving only those individuals who advocated the hard line from the outset. Rejection by Jap Nu of measures to redress the situation through even the most superficial reforms, a heightening confrontation of the GVN and the United States government, a loss of confidence in the situation within the economic sector, hardening determination on the part of significant elements of the military to take the situation in hand. These are all the British ambassadors for which we're...
Excision 2. 3 seconds excised.
I have said
the problem being is that also, Jehovah's Judgments always rise to these. I would say the most loyal to them man I ever met came back and said he thought that knew it was hopeless. His end was myopic. I mean, I will say there's an awful lot of these reports. But however, that's the only one I would see what we can get.
Yes.
That's put it all in the cabin. And it's not going to end there. It's going to end back here.
It's
so
a boomerang.
That's why we let it go.
Hard.
This one thing that troubled me a little bit, the cabin is totally inexperienced out there. I've been there just over 60 days. I don't think it ever been there before.
And then there's a young reporter.
Maybe it's a young reporter.